We live.
We good evening. Hey, listen, Dave. How does it?
Hi, in the building. Y'all know what it is. If you don't know me, my name is Razaya. I'm a content creator in Florence as of now. But yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk some shit. That's natural.
She just come on, you know what I'm saying?
Talk some shit. Talk some shit.
Yeah, come on. I'm with it.
Jay, I had seen the status you had post, and it was like, you could cheat if you got money. Can you elaborate?
But listen, though, that's the only thing y'all seen in that status, though? Because the only thing I'm hearing about is the first sentence. Did we not read the rest of the status?
The first sentence, the banger, though. Like, that what you started off with. Because like, that mean a lot.
That because I'm talking to niggas who think what they did.
Okay, well, elaborate. Like, will you? Why do you feel like, though, just because, okay, even if they think what they did, whatever, why do you feel like just because a nigga got money, he can cheat? Like, what's the logic behind that?
Y'all ain't understand what I said.
Okay, what you said?
Go read it.
Let me see. Okay, yeah, let's actually do that. Let's do that.
Read the whole goddamn thing, because a lot of y'all seen one sentence and just ran with it. I was talking to niggas who think with dick all day. You ain't thinking. You feel what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and get into it now.
Let me find that status. Yeah. Okay. Cheating is for niggas with money. Exclamation point. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Exclamation point. You a damn fool if you cheat and you don't got shit. If that woman love you while you have nothing, that's who you ball with. I don't even be horny if I'm broke. Y'all niggas different as hell.
Okay.
All right. So I understand the rest of it. Yeah, but that first part, cheating is for niggas with money. I get you said more, but that the part that we just, a lot of us did not agree with. I don't feel like niggas with money, with or without money, you get what I'm saying? You can't cheat. I'm going to say over here. You get what I'm saying? Like, do you want your girl to let you cheat on her? Like, do you feel like you should have extra bitches because you got money or something?
Well, sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. So it's just like a toss up. You feel me? But like, honestly and truthfully, that wasn't the point of what I was trying to say. I really was like speaking on some shit. That's just how y'all took it. Feel me, and ran with it, but you know, I like it. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
Jordan Armstrong said, there is no logic.
I don't feel like it's no logic either.
And listen, because a lot of shit I can't type, so I ain't typing shit. Nah, don't bring your ass on here as no nigga trying to just get likes and kikis on your shit. You got to make sense, nah.
That's actually a woman.
Oh.
Look at you. That's what I'm saying. He don't know what he be posting. He don't know what he be talking about either. That's
man,
what I'm saying.
What the fuck? Like, shit, cheating is for rich niggas. Niggas just out here just cheating just to cheat.
Question said, Jay don't even know what he be posting.
I don't know. And it went crazy like that.
Because of that first one with that exclamation point. It's right. Not the whole status. It's the cheating. It's for niggas with money, because it's not, though. Like, I feel like
cheating is a rich nigga sport. Anybody always says that. Like it ain't like I just, them motherfuckers be acting like I'm the Pope of Facebook and everything I say is a written motherfucking law.
It'd be like that. But let me tell you something, though. I don't know nobody who be every way more than a broke nigga. Like, a nigga with no conscience. Like, them motherfuckers be every way. So, I mean, the motherfuckers have everything. They have money. They have the bottles. They have the weed.
So listen, how they broke if they got all that, though?
The bitches. Must be. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they cheating with so many.
But you said they broke, but they got the money, the bottle, and the weed?
I mean, $40 ain't really no money, though. You get
okay,
what I'm
that
saying?
Ain't money. And you can't say money then. Yeah, like, if you talking about a nigga with $40, that's real different there.
But still, though, you said it's a rich nigga sport. Broke niggas cheat, too. That how they have all that different
okay,
shit.
Okay, but that's why I said your broke ass should not be out here trying to get your dick wet if you ain't got shit going on. I had comments on top of that too. And the comments saying, elaborating on what I was talking about. I'm literally talking to these niggas. If you're broke, your bitch taking care of you, and you out here trying to cheat, you sound like a fucking fool. That literally was it.
I feel like if you're gonna
be a cheater, at least be somebody that she's depending on.
No, because you get what I'm saying. Rich niggas get left too, y'all. I don't know where he got that logic from.
Boy, listen, I didn't heard a lot of people say that, and a lot of people ain't got no rich nigga.
Ooh, clock it though, for real.
I'm telling you, I ain't seen nobody around here yet. Post a rich nigga, and when you do, he got an emoji over his face.
What's rich to you?
Covering himself.
What's rich to you?
It ain't about to me. It about to y'all too, though.
Okay, so how you say they ain't post no rich nigga? You don't know who nigga rich or who nigga ain't rich, for real.
Man, everybody be posting that nigga.
But you don't know they rich or not.
The niggas, the motherfuckers who sharing it ain't rich.
But we talking about, you got to stay on topic.
I'm talking to who I'm talking to, though.
But we talking about the niggas. You get what I'm saying? You say you don't really necessarily, you can't say what a rich nigga is. So how you saying only rich niggas can cheat and they don't have rich niggas? You don't know who out here rich or not.
It don't matter. I don't know who out here cheating. I don't know who out here fucking cheating until somebody get on Facebook and say it. So how the fuck I know that either?
You gossiping with your homegirls?
Who is my homegirl?
You don't have no cousins, no nothing that you be
got. Yeah, I got a real good cousin.
You know, they'll be like, let me just tell you who just got caught. You lying. You up here capping.
Man,
he up here capping. Y'all. He like, he don't be gossiping.
Man, I'll be up this bitch motherfucking minding my business. I don't be talking about y'all ass.
Do you cheat?
No. Right. I ain't
you cheat?
No.
Take off your shades and say it.
Tell somebody to come on here if they caught me cheating. I know all my exes on here.
They sleep right now. They
all the exes on here.
They sleep right now. They tired. They sleep right now.
I know one now, and you wouldn't even know. What are you talking about?
No, what? Put the tea on. Put it on the motherfucking float.
Oh, you got a couple of them up here.
Right, because motherfuckers about to get up here making fantasy stories, bro. You know you can paint whatever picture you want to paint on social media, bro.
Sumitra said, I get what you're saying, Jay. If your shit ain't together, cheating.
Right. Cheating should be the last thing on your list. You need to worry about getting better with your woman.
If your shit is together, you shouldn't be cheating regardless. Like, there's no reason to hop your happy ass in a relationship.
Motherfuckers just be acting like they getting cheated on, too, and they ain't doing nothing to get cheated on.
I don't know.
Y'all motherfuckers be out. Because we're going to do this, too. Since we sit here acting all crazy, motherfuckers be out here not giving up no pussy to that nigga. That nigga come home from work, sit here paying all these bills. I'm tired. He going to cheat.
Okay.
He gonna cheat. If you doing what you supposed to do, I'm not fucking talking to you. Acting like they be Cinderella wearing that glass slipper. All y'all don't fit the same shoe.
Okay, let's scroll back up to Victoria's comment because she said something that I want to touch on. She said rich niggas get away with a little more. And honestly,
get away with a lot more.
If your ass sitting
at home playing with a thermostat all day, not doing shit, waiting on the motherfucking mailman, you're not leaving that man. So we gonna sit here and stop acting like I'm fucking stupid.
He's lying.
Man, what you
doing? He's lying. I don't give a fuck. Okay, speaking for me, I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck how much money you do have. I'm not gonna say I ain't gonna let you cheat like a little once or twice. I'm not gonna let you do it, but okay, we can work through that. But bitch, if you think you're gonna be a serial cheater,
it's not a contradiction. So I can get away with cheating one or two times.
We can work through that one or two times, but after that one or two,
you should be to get your shit together and I ain't got to go cheat no more.
No, niggas gonna cheat regardless. Man, okay. Once you let a nigga slide, he's skating on ice. Go get a bitch.
Because ain't no way in hell.
You gotta dip that shit in the butt. Once they start that cheating shit, it ain't no cheat.
Y'all cheat too.
Leave that. No, we don't. Black women
don't
cheat.
Y'all don't cheat physically.
Black women don't cheat.
Girl, please.
Black women do not cheat.
You're at the bar accepting drinks from another nigga. You're fucking cheating, bitch. Not you. I ain't saying bitch.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
But you're at the bar accepting drinks from another nigga, you're cheating.
That's not cheating.
A nigga said you hard eyes in that Snapchat, you react to it, you're cheating. If a motherfucker say, hey, beautiful, you say, I got a man, you're cheating.
What?
If a motherfucker, that's how they get y'all first. They get to your mind. I ain't got to automatically fuck you. I don't got to come off and just fuck you.
I got a man.
But just me getting you able to say just a little motherfucking something. A little motherfucker, you get the smile and your flirtatious ass smile. Y'all
lied.
Know what the fuck I'm talking about.
He lied, bitch. I got a man. That's it.
Everybody ain't doing that. You gonna sit here and act like y'all don't cheat.
We don't cheat.
Man, you sound like a fucking fool. I know some cheaters right now. Married.
Black women don't
married.
Cheat. Okay, them the ones who
married.
Cheat the most.
Cheat with me.
They cheat.
Cheat with me. Yeah, we gonna sit here and be for real because you sit here being, you're lying. You're lying.
I thought you don't cheat them.
You're lying. What that got to do with me if I ain't got nobody?
So you indulge in cheating?
You probably indulging it too.
If I ever talk to your man, please comment. If I ever talk to your man and you ever heard about me talking to somebody, man, say something right now. We sit here
acting crazy. Then motherfuckers be talking about rich niggas get left too. Name one you love. You had period. And then no. I ain't talking to you though. I'm just saying. Everybody on here, name one that you love. Cause y'all don't be having that nigga.
No,
that nigga got y'all.
Don't let him trick you out your spot.
That nigga got y'all.
Don't let him trick you out your spot.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You a side bitch. You know what I'm saying? You just on the side. You a secret.
He knows it. He wanna know your business.
You a fucking secret. You a motherfucking secret. You feel me? Like, word, you out this bitch motherfucking posting a nigga rich in his shoes.
Why?
Bitch,
girl, but you can't post a rich nigga because as soon as you post a rich nigga, here come the other bitches. Oh, I want that. He give you that. I want that.
Why you never gonna know? Why women really feel like somebody out to get you all the fucking
it
time?
It definitely is. As soon as
so when we do that, can be it's a problem.
As soon as a bitch see him with you, oh, they on that. The nigga could be bumming. Well, you take it from crazy. The slums. As soon as they see that nigga with y'all, you, they want that.
But I don't got no fucking logic, though.
That's the truth.
I don't got no logic, though.
I'm speaking from the truth.
So you being a nigga of status when he posts his girl at the same motherfucking thing,
ain't it? It could be, though, for real.
It could be, or it is. So that's why the niggas don't post
it. I'm speaking for the bitches today. Like, for the bitches, I'm telling you, as soon as a bitch, and they be wanting that get back.
Exactly, bro. A secret. Motherfuckers be a secret. Oh, I left a rich nigga. That nigga left you. He ain't text your ass. He ain't text your ass 17 weeks in a row before you finally got over his ass.
Bitches,
because if he would have texted you,
what happened? Like what's the?
No,
what,
shit, facts. I ain't
no,
know what
you're
happened.
Not. No, the you're fuck? Not. Rich niggas get left, y'all. For real, like from a woman's standpoint of view, unless you don't got your own money, I can understand you staying. But a bitch with her money don't give a fuck who rich or who not. Because for one, we get niggas. We gonna get another rich
man,
nigga.
Y'all be taking niggas one, back. You can get rich one. Now.
So that don't mean we ain't got extra niggas to come with it. You fuck up.
What the fucking purpose of that? Why not just leave?
You don't have to date nobody just to still fuck with them.
Why not just leave and leave me alone? You could
you leave me alone.
You're just still accessible.
You leave me because you leave me alone.
Because motherfuckers be swearing they teaching a nigga a lesson. Oh yeah, I'ma just fuck him and he gonna go home. I still fuck. You're not teaching me shit. You still answer the phone. You still text it back. You still let me come over there. You're still accessible.
Because I
wanted
to.
You know I'm gonna walk out this door and do what the fuck I want
to
do.
Because I wanted to.
And you're still gonna be accessible.
He talking about shout and match. No, for real. Let me let Jay get his point across. But I just feel like I just don't think that you ever seen a bitch really leave. I'm gonna tell y'all this though, for real. When a bitch really done with a nigga, she don't make no noise about it. You ain't gonna know I left him or da 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 da. Bitch,
that's
I'm doing me.
Lie.
I don't got to sit there. Hey guys, you know he's gone. Like no, a bitch gonna move on and do her own little shit. Ain't nobody gotta make no announcement about no fucking nigga.
Motherfuckers lying
about a nigga. Y'all niggas don't even be enough for that. Bitch, you gone.
Oh lord, here we go. They don't be not niggas gone. Don't be enough.
Oh, men are like dogs, women are like cats. You have to literally catch them hoes cheating. They cheat smarter.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, like y'all so dumb.
You
y'all
not
always
catch
get caught
by cheating, but
we don't.
That's
cheat.
why you go ahead and cut it off when the shit leads to cheating. If she's gonna accept a drink, if she's gonna tell a nigga thank you, if she's gonna motherfucking, if a nigga can walk her to her car, all that shit. Man,
accepting a drink is crazy
off.
Though. Like accepting a drink is crazy.
You know
like,
what a nigga is buying you a drink for?
It don't matter. That don't mean you automatically get that because you bought me a drink.
So
thank
when
you.
A girl wanna fuck me and I take what come with it, but I don't fuck her, I'm still good, right?
I'm not taking what come with it. You brought me a drink, like I asked you to. You brought it. I'm accepting. You gonna go on by
you
your
can
way.
Just say hell no. That's how motherfuckers be getting drugged and raped, right?
No, but the real
you can
shark.
Just say hell no.
What's a real shark buy you a drink? He don't sit there and chase
you're
you down.
About
you got
a real
the message.
Shark.
Either you gonna accept
with
it or you gone.
Nemo, y'all love talking about sharks.
I don't know who y'all is.
Motherfuckers love talking about sharks. Them niggas don't even take care of their fucking kids.
I don't know who y'all
ain't nothing
is.
Shark, nothing about that.
Diamond said most female mental leaves before their hearts do when they catch up. We dip.
Exactly.
We can be cool as hell afterwards because I'm definitely over.
But she
you.
Just said the mental though. So if a nigga getting in your mind, I'm buying you a drink. You sitting here.
Not really. Like,
thank you.
I'm drunk. I'm finna get a drink.
Thank
like,
you.
You better
thank
be nice. You better be glad
90%
I'm nice
of women is not just gonna grab that drink and be like, yeah, thank you, nigga. Fuck, nigga.
Yeah,
my man could have did this.
Yes, y'all, we do. Yes, we do all the time.
And this on my
about?
Mama, you're gonna have to just go on your own show because you be on you gonna just be on here just saying shit. I don't
no, you
hear.
Just you don't never have no
I don't
open
hear,
ears.
Man.
You think you right with everything.
No,
and that's
I don't.
Not 100%
no, I don't.
Right.
No, I don't.
You gotta hear somebody else's point of view and get out of your
that
ass
is not
and
point
listen. Yes, it is. I understand where you're coming from.
Are we being logical or are we just like talking?
You're not logical.
You're not logical
no,
at all.
No, you're not logical.
Because you sitting here acting like a nigga can't take a nigga, a girl, a nigga, other woman home and fuck her.
If she want to. If okay, she don't yeah. want to, it's
what the
not
fuck
happening.
Is we talking about rape
it's
or
not
is we talking
happening.
About fucking? What is she talking about?
You think if a nigga buy a girl a drink, she automatically gonna give it up to him? That's not
man,
logical.
Man, you cheating. You cheating mentally. You cheating mentally.
No, you not.
You cheating spiritually. You want to cheat.
Because if I want to cheat see, mentally, I can just go cheat. Ain't no reason to be playing games. I can just go cheat.
Well,
I got this drink, and he gonna go on by his
but
motherfucking
way. But a nigga know the type of woman
thank
he
you to make sure ain't nobody turn on no fucking free drink.
That's why you come out with your own money.
What? I got my own money. Me and my homeboy got drinks, and we got yours too.
Hey, like, Gabrielle McFadden said, I can see where he coming from as far as rape and shit, though. Like, some niggas be feeling like that's leading them.
Yeah,
that's an invitation.
If like, you buy a girl a drink, you expect her to fuck you?
That's just like me. That's just like me sliding a note in class. Check the box. Do you like me? Yes or no?
How is that? How does it correlate?
That's checking the temperature. Literally, he's checking the temperature.
No, that's a direct answer, though. Yes or no is direct. If you buy me a drink, that's like an open-ended question, bitch. You bought that drink, that don't mean nothing.
Why no ain't an option I could buy my own drink?
Yes, what?
Because y'all be acting like y'all got a lot of money, too.
You didn't ask.
That shit ain't up for $12.
You don't ask.
You should have been standing there with your own drink anyway.
9 times out of 10, she is.
No, 9 times out of 10, that bitch just sitting at the bar with nothing.
What club you going to?
A lot.
I can't tell.
A lot.
I can't tell.
Man, bro, don't play with me. I ain't even... Go ahead.
I can't tell.
Samitra said, ask the niggas on here how many times they spent money and ain't get nothing.
That ain't the fucking truth.
That ain't the fucking point, my nigga.
They're not gonna tell
the truth. The point is you got a nigga at home. That nigga didn't send you outside. And then y'all are calling nigga insecure once he start calling you on your bullshit. The nigga didn't send you outside with your homegirls to have fun for you to be accepting drinks from other niggas. That's point blank.
Yeah, he's definitely putting bitches in one boat, and he's not even trying to understand that everybody not the same. Everybody don't have the same mentality. Like, for real, even niggas, I have seen niggas buy drinks from a girl, and if they accept it, and they like, okay, I want to fuck, cool. If not, cool. Like, they're not tripping over that.
Why nigga buying the motherfucking drink and saying, I want to fuck you afterwards anyway?
That's the message when you send a drink, apparently, like, hey, I want to connect with you. I like you. I think you're cute.
Okay, so if you know that, why the fuck you can't just say no?
You don't have to say nothing. You just accept it. And if you want to fuck with him, you walk over.
And that's when motherfuckers get roofied up and dranked up, and y'all be blaming Bill Cosby for this, that, and the third. Yeah. You should have just said fucking no.
Somebody definitely had to, I mean, like, must be did his ass in, because he's not even trying to hear nothing else. And I'm trying to tell him from a woman's point, I done seen both sides. I done seen it happen both ways.
But I'm like, still giving you from a nigga point. I ain't cutting out you saying it's a woman point or not. It's still wrong.
One nigga point, which is yours.
It's still wrong, my nigga. It's everybody on here saying it's wrong.
Okay, so no, it's not.
I'm not reading nothing but the girls' comments.
I'm reading everybody. Okay, a nigga up here, please. Have y'all ever like brought it? Like, tell me. You brought a drink, like, tell me how it went. Since he say it's nobody in the comments, like, what?
Man, bro, you tweaking, man.
He do hate bitches. He hate bitches. He really do. Like, he.
No, everybody shut the fuck up, because I pay for this shit, for one.
Hold on.
I'm about to get on this hate bitches comment. I ain't trying to be disrespectful.
That was real disrespectful.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It was, though, for real.
You ain't let me finish, though. I was going to get it out my mouth.
That's all I needed to hear.
Okay, cool. Anyways, like I said, motherfucker talking about Jay hate bitches. They be the one out here doing for these bitches now. What is you talking about? How I hate bitches because you wrong for accepting
literally,
the fucking drink.
$12 drink.
The fuck? You got $12, ain't it?
$12 drink. A nigga supposed to get some pussy off of that?
Man, bro, I ain't say nothing about Yoshi. What the fuck did I say?
I'm responding to Yaya's comment. You're not even paying attention. I'm not even no longer talking about what you said.
Because that's what y'all get.
Her comment had coochie in it, so I said something about coochie. You got to pay attention. You're just trying to respond.
Yoshi, what did I say? What? Because let's just let them hear it from you and not us.
It's the way that if you have a man, or if you're in a relationship.
First of all, let's just hyphenate that part right there. Because I didn't say this for
real,
the single
girl.
People.
He got rules.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I said what?
If you got a man at home, if you got a man,
you single bitches, fucking five niggas.
Accepting a drink is a thing, because by you accepting the drink, you're kind of letting the guy know that you have some interest in him. That's the way it looks from men. I'm just telling you from a man's perspective. That's how it seems. I ain't never went to the bar. In all my years of going, I don't go now. I ain't never just went and just threw money away. Like, here, I'm gonna buy you a drink, and it's just if you come over here, you come over here.
But it happens, though. Whether y'all did it or not, it happens.
I'm not saying I haven't been turned down. But in my mind. That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to whatever it is.
Boom. Right. Tyree said, I disagree. Reek said, I disagree. Lotto said, if you accept the drink, you accept the dick. He said, I disagree.
I didn't say.
But listen, anyways, what I'm trying to say is, when I say that, because a lot of times.
No, see, this one here.
Listen, I'm laughing at that one too.
I ain't gonna care. If my old lady accepted drink from a nigga, she better call.
Boy, that's what I'm saying, that's bro. It. Like, But I'm saying, bro, I'm literally talking to the people that's in a relationship. If you accept the drink, you accept the drink. Yeah. If you got niggas, you got niggas. That's not what I'm saying, bro. And then my point, another point is, I'm not saying that you're gonna fuck because you accepting the drink. I'm saying you're accepting the energy from another man, and that's what he's on. And
no, you not. Say, no. You accepted a drink. He bought you a drink. You got the drink.
But what is he trying to do, though, Rosea?
It don't matter. It don't matter. He's sick. Access denied or accepted. If you don't go over there and talk to that nigga after that, it's denied. And that's all that has to be said as grown people. If he come here, that's a little boy. Nobody got to say shit, because once you say no, you still entertaining. Like, as you say, you don't already entertain it at all, right? You still entertain it. If a nigga buy you a drink and you don't want to fuck with him, you can accept the drink. In my eyes, you get what I'm saying?
Okay, your nigga can go out buying drinks.
If you don't want your girl to accept the drink, that's something y'all need to discuss between each other. You should know your boundaries before you walk out the house with your relationship.
Your man can go out buying drinks and be in the life of the party, though.
Yeah, but I should have
that trust. You there?
I should have that trust built with my man to the point where, like, I'm not worried about him. Honestly, I'm not.
Oh my god, boy, y'all tell you, boy, it's a rebuttal for everything.
That's a little wild.
Why? Honestly, that's what men with money do. You please the crowd. I done had niggas, my cousin boyfriend, whoever boyfriend, buy the whole party drinks. Like, I done had it happen before, so I don't.
I done had a cousin who bought the whole party drinks and fucked the whole party.
I'm not talking about buying the whole party. I'm talking about out here buying women drinks. Like, he's not buying the whole, he's not buying everybody drinks.
Okay.
He's like, yo, you, hey, send her a drink. Yo, this one, send her a bottle. Like, that's what I'm talking about specific. I ain't talking about he come in, he throw my, hey, buy, everybody gets a bottle. I ain't talking about that.
Okay.
I know those niggas exist.
Right.
I'm talking about he bought.
Well, you say it's a difference in drinks, though.
Of what you say, the man has to initiate that. If you out here initiating shit, then yeah, you wrong. As a woman, we don't initiate the drink getting brought.
If you entertain flirtatious energy, bro, you're wrong.
You don't entertain it by accepting wrong. The drink.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
That needs to be a poll question. just put a poll question up tomorrow.
Well, bro, a lot of motherfuckers just gonna get left.
That shit, yeah, that's what need to happen.
Right, like, she'll be mad if bro. Listen up, what I'm saying, bro. Guess what she just said? If you the life of the party, and let it be a section of beautiful women, you and that bitch by you and your homegirls. Hey, I'ma just buy these bitches all shots. I mean, I'm not bitch. Let me stop saying that. I'ma buy that section over there. I'ma buy all them shots.
You don't know
if
them,
your
so
woman
you
finds out about that shit. Yo ass in trouble.
You don't know them. I can see if you knew them or something, but you don't know them. So you're still initiating it. Yes, a lot of men will still drink without having a conversation in the club. I just seen it happen the other night when I went to hookah. He brought some beautiful ladies a drink. They drunk it and they went home.
And if his woman found out about that,
why he gotta have a woman?
Oh my
God.
Why? I'm not talking to nobody single.
Yeah, the whole point is
Also, everybody's single that we're talking to right now.
How old are you?
Old enough to be up here.
How old are you? No. I'm just asking, how old are you?
Old enough to have my own shit. Old enough to be big popping. Old enough for all that.
What that got to do with you understanding what the fuck I'm trying
to say? You don't understand a lot of stuff I'm understanding either. I'm saying either, though. So.
Okay. PJ said, it's bigger than the drink, the conversation or the vibe that happened before the drink is bought. After that, if the drink is bought, then most likely it's some fucking happening.
A conversation
might not happen that night, but it will.
That don't always happen. Sometimes you don't even know who brought you the drink. Like, I think you shouldn't accept that type of drink.
Okay, let's talk about something. Let's talk about something else, man. Was just one part of you motherfucking ass cheating.
Wait, that's a rough. That's a crazy comment. What is a broken?
Honestly, Kibi, I agree with you.
No, how is it somebody? I don't understand how somebody is broken if we're looking at the whole point of it. Is I'm saying if I go out, I'm not buying nobody no drink.
Especially if I got a woman.
If I have a woman, I'm not buying nobody no drink. And I don't expect somebody that's in a relationship with me to accept drinks from a nigga because he's not buying it just to buy it for you.
Correct.
But
he's buying it on the strength of, yo.
He want to shoot his shot.
And first off, you got your own. There ain't no need for you to accept nothing from nobody.
A nigga with standards broken, not these niggas who be beating your homegirl ass and she still go back.
I think it just also goes back to boundaries and you talking with your partner and y'all setting those boundaries in a relationship and you also knowing what would and would not fly with your partner.
Okay, so if your partner tells you, yo, you go to the club, you cool, you ain't, don't accept no drinks from no nigga.
No, because my partner gonna send me some money so that I don't even have to do that.
I'm just, even if he don't give you money, that's his boundary.
But I'm just saying that's what would happen. But yeah, if he, okay, if say he didn't send me money and he's like, oh no, don't accept no drinks. You in a relationship, so you got to respect what your man's saying.
Hey, oh, then that's the only
thing. But this not your first relationship. If you feel like you, your man got to tell you not to accept a drink, don't be in a relationship.
Everybody different. Every nigga don't care about that though. Everybody is different.
That nigga who's spending that cheese is. I know I am.
Yeah, everybody different. Everybody don't think the same way. Everybody don't move the same way. Some people are okay with that.
Won't buy a female a drink. Right, exactly. All females ain't the fucking same either.
With some shot money. But most of the time, the nigga will because they know how niggas is in the club. Like, niggas gonna send you some money to go spend.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't no... Yeah, here's some money.
Yeah.
Nah, that ain't nothing if you going out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you in the relationship, hence...
You disrespected
women ever since you opened your mouth.
Who is that?
Wait, hold on. You disrespected women. Man, you done said that shit four times. If you don't like how I fucking talk, get the fuck off. You know this is optional, right? Like, bro, this is the fourth time you still carrying on the same shit, man. Like, what is you talking about? My mama on my arm. Y'all don't do nothing for y'all mama, but I hate women. No, this is literally just what I think. That's it, bro. Fuck is you talking about, man? Like, bro, y'all tripping. If you don't like it, just leave. That shit be simple. Like somebody forcing you to sit here and watch this shit.
And I want to touch on this too. She said, if you got a nigga, ain't nothing friendly. And what I'm going to say, and I know a lot of y'all ain't going to like this. What I'm going to say is, until you are married, you are not. That don't mean go out there. Nah, let me elaborate. That don't mean go out there cheating on your nigga. But y'all women honestly be putting y'all all into a nigga at like 19, 20, 21 years old. You still got a life to go live. I'm not saying go out there and fuck every nigga cheating on your nigga. I'm not saying that. But everything does not revolve around a nigga just because you in a relationship with him. And that does not come with disrespecting your man. If you understand what I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying. And if you don't, I just don't know how else to explain it to you.
Hold on, go to her comment, because now I'm about to go to your page and see how you look, and I'm about to roast the fuck out you. You better have your shit together.
Who?
Miss Armstrong? Or is that Mr. Armstrong?
Of course, a lot of you. I knew the man wouldn't understand the comment. It doesn't mean, you can go fuck another nigga. No, because you're not married.
But that's not what I was saying, though, when I started, though. I'm not saying if you accept the drink, like, you're willing to fuck. I'm just saying, like, you know what this nigga is
on.
Thank
y'all.
You feel what I'm saying? Like... God damn, I'm about to get on your ass though. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I'm not for the streets. Honestly, I'm just speaking real shit. Y'all just so in y'all head, y'all got one mindset and y'all don't think other ways. That's the problem. No, it's not that. Like, I'm not saying because you're not married, go fuck other niggas. I'm saying until you are married, you are not. You cannot let your life revolve. Everything you do, every move you make cannot revolve around a man.
How we gonna get married though?
Well, I feel like there's steps to a relationship. You got the figuring it out stage, you got the talking stage, then you date, and then you move on to like the man. Like, it's steps to a relationship. A lot of them don't go through that. A lot of them go straight to like from talking to marriage, and that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, once you and your partner have talked and said, okay, we finna get married, you already shouldn't be, doing that.
Yeah, Octavia Robinson. What'd she say? I thought so. I just
what you're saying does make sense, and it's valid.
Right. I'm not saying that you're. Listen, man, because I like a lot of times when a man say something, bro, y'all take that shit as an attack, like a nigga trying to attack your character. I'm not trying to attack your character. Or like you trying to attack, like, oh, I don't know what to do. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying as far as a nigga, I know if I go buy this girl a drink, I know what I'm on.
Right, Taylor. My man. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's not a very good mindset to have at such a young age. I'm not saying to go out there and fuck around. I'm just saying you got to also think for yourself and not let every move that you make be because of what your partner
do. That man doing everything that he's supposed to do in a relationship, he's being faithful. He's not talking to other women. He's not doing this, that, and the third. When he go out, he's not doing nothing, entertaining, no energy.
So that's a good question here. Like, so you got to be married to get respect from your partner?
I never said nothing about disrespecting your partner. For example,
But that's what you just said.
No, I didn't. I said until you, I even said that doesn't mean disrespect your partner. I said that. You should never disrespect your partner in a relationship. I never said nothing about that at all. Let me give y'all an example. All right. My homegirls call me. They want to go out to eat or whatever. They want to go out to eat to like a bar or whatever. My man, he ain't want me to go to no bars. He hate that shit. Probably because he been there talking to bitches, but he hate that shit. All right, cool. Sometimes you can't let that shit dictate you. If you know you're not going out there, do nothing wrong. You get what I'm saying? That nigga always telling you, no, you can't go nowhere. No, you can't go nowhere. No, you can't go nowhere. How are you going to experience your own
that's
life?
That's not what I'm saying. Like,
answering
like,
her question.
I know, but like, who, if that nigga tell you not to go nowhere, you should be able to go out, be a bad bitch. Have fun with your friends.
Every nigga don't let you do that. I swear to God.
I understand that. But listen, I'm talking from my point of view.
Okay.
I trust everything that you do. I don't give a damn about no nigga walking up on you, talking to you, this, that, and the third. I expect you to handle yourself in the manner that I want you to handle. Especially if we are together.
Right.
Main point, if we're together. If we're not together, you do whatever the fuck you want to do. You don't got to follow no standards. Especially if like we just talk.
Thank you. It seems like men hold women to a double standards. Just because you married don't mean your life should be revolving around your man. Not saying cheat. You definitely should not cheat. That's not what I'm saying at all. But no, niggas get married.
Niggas don't get married, bro.
Yeah, niggas should have their own personality individual too. Like, if you trying to go somewhere with your homeboys and your bitch always telling you no, 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 I want you to lay with me. No, no, no. Your life shouldn't revolve around that bitch either. You need to go have some free time too. So your life shouldn't revolve around your woman either. Like, everybody should have their own individual.
Please have something to do.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
I don't want you just sitting around me all day. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, it's a respect thing, though. Because I ain't gonna lie, bro. Bro, a nigga be in a relationship. You be in the gym, bro. God damn, this motherfucker got the fat ass. I done watched this shit. I done look at this shit one time. All right, cool. I'm going on the other side, the opposite side. It just be certain shit that you can do to respect your relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Razor, you is funny. I swear to God, ugly bitches get away with the most. When you cute, you can't even go to the fucking mailbox. They want to do it for you. Bitch, you know you don't check no motherfucking mail, ho.
But listen, what be so crazy is y'all be talking about these type of niggas and take them back.
I can't say that. I've seen bitches really like, level up the and nigga leave they nigga, though.
Like, why you just think the nigga gonna change because you love him so much? Y'all be knowing this nigga a certain type of way, and then y'all to push this shit off the way it's every nigga, not every
so
nigga
like this.
So you don't
think people can change?
I mean, shit, you keep reading the same book of set and a different ending, bro. It don't really work like that. Somebody gonna show you two times that they the same person. You feel what I'm saying?
So you never took a bitch back?
No. Not if you cheated. Now, if we just arguing, we can't get along, cool. If I caught your ass talking to another, fucking, I ain't never caught nobody fucking. You're talking to somebody, you will fuck somebody. No,
so
I'm cool.
So you never took no bitch back?
No, I'm not. No, not for that. Not for that, twin. If it's like a mutual disagreement.
Men and women just think so differently. How old are you, Jay?
I'm 32.
Okay, I'm 25. So it's also a big age difference gap there also. And I think that matters too.
Yeah.
Men and women.
That's why I asked you how old
so
you were, for real. Because I was just about to say, bro, the type of woman I'm looking for, you still ready to have fun. You in your 20s. You in your early 20s. Okay. Mid-20s.
I get that.
You still having fun. The type of woman I'm looking for, she done had her fun. We passed this 25 stage. Because a lot of people ain't really, they've been raising kids. Let's just say it like that.
Okay.
They've been raising kids from a young age. So they never got to enjoy their teens or 20s. So now your kids of age, and you could just go out in your 30s, that ain't the type that I want.
But I'm going to say this, though. Like, I do want to still have fun, but I'm always want to have fun. My priorities together, I got my house, bro. I got multiple cars. Like, that don't necessarily, like, age, I don't think that necessarily matters. I think it's the person. Because when I met some older men who
let me
still want to have fun.
Let me elaborate. Let me elaborate. Have fun. Have fun. When I'm saying have fun, it's like you're having fun to attract other niggas.
No, I
okay,
I disagree.
But you can go have fun. You can go on your girls trip. You can go have girls night. The way you the one that's not on Snapchat shaking your ass like the rest of your homegirls. You feel me? Like, I'm not saying like you're.
I got a married friend right now that'll bust it open if you play a motherfucking sexy red song. And she married, nigga secured, they good. She'll bust that shit open if you play a sexy red song. Like, I think it depends on the person versus how old you are or whether you're ready to have fun or not. Because a lot of older people, I know they still having fun. Like, you're supposed to have fun. You only get one life.
Why you better have fun. Why you married still accepting the drink?
You should not be married accepting the drink. Now, if you single, that's a
different
thing.
Right, like, why you even came on here and said that? Why you married trying to accept a drink? If you're married trying to do single people shit or relationshipal type shit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be married.
You shouldn't be married.
Out your system. You done went in front of the Lord and that man and all that. You know what I'm saying? That preacher man.
She's
you
not
put your
cheating.
Hand on the Bible. You feel me?
She is not cheating. It's just if you play a song, she know how to turn up. That bitch know how to have fun. She know how she's a twerk or whatever.
She cheating, man.
No, she is not.
She
like, stop. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't never want to like just be open to the fact that it's different people with different personalities.
Nah, I think,
why she gotta be cheating?
No, nah, I think like a lot of y'all kind of like. Y'all think we just be throwing this shit out the air and we ain't experienced like people like this. Not saying you'll cheat. You can't think for everybody because it's certain shit that your friends will do that piss you off because that you know you won't do. And that don't stop you from being their friend.
Okay, but you say you experienced bitches. That's what I'm saying. Somebody must have had to do you.
Somebody got to do me. I'm the motherfucking doer. That's what you're not understanding. I'm the doer. I'm the one they come to. I'm the one they come cheat with, nigga. I'm the one she complain when your ass ain't doing shit with. It's me. Then your ass get on here and be like, oh, you like fat boy. She do. She love it. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, so I understand what's going on. That's all I'm saying. Like, it ain't like I'm saying it's 100% of women. But yes, it's some women out here who do this, just like it's some niggas who do some shit that I won't do.
Yes, every female is not the same, and Jay is not trying to hear that shit. He putting everybody into one category.
What the fuck did I just say?
I'm speaking off this whole podcast that we hear. Like, he's not letting up on no woman. He think, I don't know.
What the fuck did I just say?
Whatever bitch Jay was dating that he experienced, meet me outside. Cause we gotta talk. Cause you the reason that he keeps saying this.
What the fuck did I just say? Yo, reading. What that shit used to be called? Reading Renaissance. No, your shit was low.
No, my shit was actually comprehend honest. Nothing. Private school.
I literally just
private
said,
school.
Private school niggas be slow.
No, I ain't no nigga. I'm a bitch with her own private school. Gotta keep saying that private school.
I know some people with their own shit that's still slow. Like it don't mean like you know like
I do too though. I ain't gonna lie. Ain't gonna
you know, cause it's some people who got their own shit from people dying.
I ain't them though.
I know. All I'm shit, just saying cause private some, school. It gonna be somebody who agree with you cause they got their own shit, but they ain't work for it. Your people died, left you something.
You got in a bad ass car accident. It don't matter.
But I'm just saying though, like we ain't gonna sit here and talk.
It don't
like
matter
that.
How you got it, long as you got that shit. I swear to God, it don't matter
you
how
better
you
know
got
how
it.
To keep it.
You better know how to keep it. You better know how to keep it. Especially if that shit was handed to you or you got that shit easy. You better know how to keep it.
Yeah, people don't know how to do that. That's the point.
You better know how to keep it.
It's read between the lines.
I don't give a fuck if somebody dies. Somebody left you that shit. If you stole that shit, bitch, you better keep it.
Motherfuckers don't be taking care of shit that they ain't had to work for.
That's sad. Yeah. That's real sad.
They ain't had to work for that shit. Motherfucker goddamn. No, I ain't say I'm the cheater. I'm the
Jay,
motherfucker that got there.
I don't know. He said he don't cheat, but bitches come cheat with him. So I don't know.
If I'm not in a relationship and you are, am I cheating or are you?
Why you indulge? If you don't want your bitch cheating, why you even indulging in that?
I don't give a fuck about that. It don't matter what I want my bitch doing. She gonna do what she wants.
So
to
you
do.
Can see
that's one thing about me.
You
I
can
don't
see
try
a nigga
to control
post up
nobody.
With his bitch every day, and then she inbox you still going?
Hell no. Not if I know the nigga or you on my page.
Okay, you ain't got to know him, but you know they post pictures all the time. You know they whoop the whoop post. You know they doing all that.
What the fuck
you
is that doing me?
So if she inbox you, you still going
to
talk to her?
I might. If she look good. I'm supposed to make you a better person? just let me know. I'm supposed to make you a better person.
I don't know. I just don't.
I know some motherfuckers who comment on this motherfucker right now cheating with other people men. So we ain't gonna sit here and act like, you know, like y'all don't get on.
Black women don't cheat.
Oh, okay.
That's the line.
You know? She gonna stick with it.
That's I don't know why
that
he
needs
accuses
to be the name
us
of your
part,
man. Black women don't cheat.
I don't know why he trying to
but
put
listen,
that
baby,
on us,
one thing about it though, baby, your secret always good with me. I ain't never gonna tell that nigga shit. You my cousin. Or you ain't. I don't know that girl. She's
so
one
if
of,
he, I know he's serious. And that's what's fucking
she's
crazy.
She's the one tattoo, nigga. What the fuck that got
so
to do with me?
So if he called you like, yo, I seen y'all texting like, hey, you know, from real man, real man.
That shit wasn't like that, bro.
Real man.
That shit wasn't like that. Because, bro, you could be honest with him, and that nigga go beat the dog shit out that girl. He gonna beat the fuck
when
out of her. She might not make it to the next one.
The
I don't want her to die,
her
though. I don't want her to get beat up. I don't want her to die. Let's she gonna call me.
Let's take a shot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she gonna call me crying, talking about that shit, man. How you done beat her ass? I don't want to go through that, bro. So it's just like, me personally, bro, I ain't never gonna tell. You always safe over here.
Black
bro.
Women cheat the most is insane.
You always safe over here.
None
bro.
Of my friends don't cheat.
Yes, they do.
None of my friends don't cheat.
Yes, they do.
I'm trying to tell you nothing.
A good bit on them, too.
When I see them, they be so loyal. I mean, they don't even let niggas come near them.
A situationship lasts longer than a relationship.
It do.
Yeah, way more STDs too. You talk about way more fun.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, let's touch on the STDs. If you got herpes, leave. If you got herpes, leave. Leave. Go ahead. You got 2 seconds to get the fuck up out of here.
Yo, okay. I feel like them niggas need to walk around with a rainy cloud over them no, all day long,
real.
Bro.
Like what?
You need to glow in the dark. You need to glow in the dark.
You need to do something. No, for real. I'm serious. There's so many motherfuckers around here with hurt. Never mind.
But listen, though. You know what's so crazy? You could be telling the motherfucker, hey, I heard they got... And guess what? I got to see for myself.
Bruh. They gonna go find that shit out. That's why a lot of y'all walking around bumpy. I think I don't know, bitch. I know. I'm telling you, I know. They be talking about y'all. I ain't gonna lie. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't endorse with that cheating shit.
Well, you got cold sores on you that swell up and bust. Oh, you scary, boy.
Talking about you just shaved. Bitch, I know what the fucking hurt people look like.
That bitch got them.
Yes, roll your blunt. Make it fat,
right,
bitch.
And listen, them sharks be the one. I'm telling you. They love a shark. All them niggas be passing that shit.
Bitch, they don't test for no herpes like that. He ain't got to put no rubber on.
Stop lying. Stop lying. He even asked that nigga if he got a rubber. You let that nigga slide up in you in the kind of way. All it takes is a little bit of spit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
call him next. We talking about, what is this? Bitch, you know exactly what the fuck that is. That's
Boy,
what
I'm stop saying. Bullshitting. Like,
all right.
Boy, go ahead, boy. For real, though.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I don't cheat, because they don't tell your ass. Like, you got to hear it from the grapevine that the motherfucker. Y'all would be surprised the names that I heard.
Then shit so wild now. You catch the shit with the rubber on, nigga.
Y'all so be surprised if you think the names you protect, that I heard.
You think you protecting. They don't give a fuck. You can tell them names all day. But as long as they a goddamn shark, they getting hit.
Man, as long as that bitch got a fat ass, she getting hit. Like,
that motherfucker get ate up. Word.
This shit crazy, man.
I'll tell that what they want, though. Somebody say sharks be fucking anybody. Y'all love them. Y'all love them.
They easy. I hate an easy shark. Like,
y'all,
bitch,
y'all love
if them. You what a shark and you easy, I don't care
the,
you a
where
shark.
Where the wholesome ones at?
I don't care you a shark.
Where
like,
is a wholesome?
I like a bougie shark. Like, a nigga who chooses his bitches wisely. Like, that's the type of shark I like. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't like no shark who be in every bitch face. Like, it's nothing to show you. You're not no trophy, bitch. You dull. You dull as fuck. I don't want you.
I mean, but we be knowing who be in everybody's face too. It be motherfuckers in these comments in everybody's face. Act like
damn,
they just say,
motherfuckers in the comments, you know, with herpes shelf in everybody's face. They got a lot of shit going on in the comments.
You the one brought out the goddamn.
Hey, it's round here. For real.
It's round like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
This meat clean, ladies. Fresh people out here.
I love this podcast. No, for real. Like, I be understanding Jay point, and I feel like I come with the woman standpoint. Like, I do. I feel like it's a good experience. Man,
like, word, bro, because
I'm dead. She's talking about views drop soon as she said it. Not them herpy bitches. Oh, got the fuck up out of here. Y'all better. Y'all better.
Yeah.
Y'all better.
Yeah.
They're like, let me get the fuck on before she called my name. Yeah, y'all better.
Take a shot, motherfucker.
Y'all better. Y'all know I do lashes. Y'all know who the fuck tell me what. Oh. Okay.
Now, I say, I got cousins who I love be telling me y'all business. So I ain't gonna lie. I run background checks before I even try to deal with you. Cuz, you know who this is right here?
No, I swear to God.
Like, for real, cuz, you know who this is right here?
I swear.
Like, what you know about them?
Yeah.
Like, word. You gonna run through 2-3 background checks for real?
Yeah, oh my mama,
and somebody
I swear
gonna know something.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And listen, a certain nigga didn't touch you, or certain niggas didn't touch you, I ain't want it.
They talking about mama, talk about Benji Dollar shit. What about him?
Hey, listen, man. Hey, man, shout out to Benji Dollar too, man. You doing your thing, brother. You find your lane. You
first
staying
of all,
in it,
Benji,
bro.
You got my motherfucking views dropping, ho. I don't know what you're doing, but you better go
but
ahead.
I'm be for real. I don't think you ever ate seasoning a day in your life sometimes. like certain shit, nah. When you took your Northside Seafood nasty.
That was cap. No, right, I fuck with Northside.
Grabbed that big ass piece of fish and ain't put nothing on. You just bit
he said
that.
The hush puppies was nasty. They got the next best hush puppies.
Best hush puppies.
Next to Calabash at Myrtle Beach, they got the next best hush puppies.
I ain't had them, but Northside shit. Northside shit smack.
They definitely
on
hit.
My mama.
But he definitely doing his shit. Shout out to you from one content creator to another one.
Motherfucker.
No.
I think I'm gonna get Benji Dollar on here one day, then. I got everybody like, I'm gonna make this shit like soon. You know, some Carolina shit, bro. We're gonna boost each other. It ain't nobody bigger than nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
No, like, for real.
Especially on my shit.
Okay,
like,
okay. Let me pipe it up a little bit then.
Okay, then talk
I ain't gonna say no name. You know, I seen a status the other day. It was like, damn, if somebody be like, let me hit you up for
you
collab.
Talking about that bald head motherfucker, man. He weird as hell.
How you feel about that?
That's weird, bro. That's why us, like, being from South Carolina, bro, we ain't really got nowhere yet, because people like be scared to like network and, you know what I'm saying? Like, do everything that it take the blow up, for real.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
What y'all say?
She's about, let's talk about let's that talk Walmart, about that Walmart outfit.
Oh Lord.
I seen that. I fucking see. You know what, y'all? Honestly, I'm not gonna lie.
And guess what I went and did today? Bought some hot shit just to make you mad.
I put on a Walmart outfit though. I'm a female though, so I don't know if that makes right, a difference, bro. Or not.
But listen, y'all be looking good with $20 on. Like, just right. Because you took your $20 to Walmart instead of Rainbow or Sheen, like, you're we right. Still know that you got $20.
You're right.
But my thing is, motherfuckers all in that shit, bro, and don't got a pair of $20 shoes. You know what I'm saying? And all I said was, God damn, I'm not wearing it. And I'm and when I said monkey see, monkey do, everybody been talking about them Avias. I'm not
wearing
that.
Is
shit.
That a shoe or something?
Them little $20 shoes from Walmart. Ain't there, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just said, I don't want to wear them. Not
I'm
everybody
not,
in their
I'm
ass.
Not cap. Like, I swear to God, I'm not wearing no shoes from Walmart. Now, I'll put on a nice
y'all
little,
not talking to no nigga
nice
who walk
shirt,
up on
some
you.
Pants, but some shoes, nah.
Motherfuckers don't go from liking sharks to motherfucking dating a nigga who dressed from Walmart. Please don't fucking start this shit, bro.
If he and looks then, nice, though, I
and,
might.
And then what? Another thing pissed me off, y'all was getting on me. Ain't y'all the same motherfuckers who was just on here talking about $500 ain't enough for one child to go goddamn school shopping? They ain't up but two pair of Jordans, but I can't not wear $20 shoes.
$500 for how many kids? Man,
it been about five. Boy, don't play. It been a lot. Now you ain't so you ain't seen.
No.
Man, it been an ass motherfucker sharing that shit talking about $500 ain't enough for one kid to go school shopping. Oh, that's only
how
two pair of Jordans.
How old is the kid? I feel like that matters. How old is the kid?
It don't fucking matter. If we can say you take them to Walmart.
No, because you know you got that binder, you got the paper, you got the notebook.
It don't matter. All that shit.
I think there was more talk about clothing.
Okay, but that's all school shopping.
Okay, you can knock everything.
Like, if you give somebody $500, that's all school shopping. Like, you got to put a lot of shit up into that, though.
Man,
it depends on how, for a 7-year-old, cool, that's enough. But for like a 13 or 14-year-old, that might, it going to get you by for a minute, but you going to need some more.
But a $20 outfit or a $40 outfit just went viral. So let's put $500 into 40. How many
but
times?
But you just if said you cool wouldn't wear it. That shit. Your kid wouldn't wear that shit either. You know that.
But I'm talking to the people who acting like I'm wrong for saying that I wouldn't wear it.
No, I don't think you're wrong. Everybody got their own preference. That's what they
exactly.
Go back to everybody.
But motherfuckers, the same motherfuckers who said I was wrong, acting like $500 is not enough to take their kids shopping. Take that nigga to City Trends, nigga.
Don't take that fucking baby
no,
to City Trends.
No, hell no. You acting like it's a, you acting like the fucking goddamn the Avias. I was doing too much with that.
Okay, Portia, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not a name brand fanatic. Like I'm a nigga would get me because I don't be into that name brand shit. You get what I'm saying? Like I don't be knowing. A nigga could walk on up to me with a damn $1,000 shirt on, and I wouldn't necessarily know what the fuck he got on. If it's nice, it's nice. You get what I'm saying? I'm not gonna name brand and name pick.
I didn't say and see that's what I was talking about, bro. The nigga even got a picture where it zoomed in on the shoes. I was talking about the motherfucking shoes. Half y'all niggas out here not don't always wear name brand shit and have some nice shoes on. You be cool, bro. So please, like we gonna stop acting like you know what I'm talking like you don't know what I'm talking about. Not saying you, but everybody in these goddamn comments. God damn, that nigga still scrolling.
Nah, cause somebody was like,
City Trends ain't diabolical, bro. Not for these motherfuckers.
City Trends is diabolical.
Motherfuckers who was just on me acting like, oh, you big money this, you big money that, but you just said $500 ain't enough to take your kid school shopping.
Somebody City Trends is diabolical.
Said, why he calling her ugly in
who,
the comments?
Who got called ugly?
That's why I was scrolling trying to find
out. Oh, we ain't doing that. I don't give a damn. This shit like jail in them comments. You better fight for yourself. It's too much
Hello.
Going on. It's too much. I ain't defending Hello. Nobody. You get in here acting grown, defend yourself like you're grown.
All right. Let's see.
You feel me? Like, hell no. Talking about don't get that baby no hustle shirt. Nah, fuck that.
Okay, this shit ain't even gonna say hustle. It's gonna be missing the damn
but
S.
But what's wrong if that $20, you know, the $20 shoes was cool?
Nah, ain't no $20 shoes cool for no grown ass adult. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I was just making sure. I was just making sure.
Motherfuckers be capped out, like, for real. Word. They be scared to get up here and say they own the pen, thinking somebody gonna say some shit. No. I'm not talking to no nigga going to get no Walmart shoes. I'm just being honest with you.
Come on, bro. And we gonna sit here and we gonna be for real.
Yeah.
And half the people who was talking that shit ain't gonna talk to nobody who buying no Walmart shoes either.
Come on.
So we gonna sit here and start acting crazy.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, but half of the people that be talking shit do be talking to niggas wearing Walmart shoes, though. But they niggas be dusty. I'm like, bitch, you talk to him.
Oh, mama, I'll be the same way. That one you can cheat.
Yes.
I know you ain't talking to this nigga.
Okay, yeah, that one you can cheat.
Let me save you. Let me say, okay. One time out the month, let me take you out of town and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Let me give you an experience right quick. Call with the ink.
Yeah. Y'all be talking about
hold on. They were saying that somebody
bad, bro.
They were saying that somebody called you ugly.
Who? Ooh. I don't give a fuck.
Who called me ugly?
Not you.
I don't,
or her?
I don't give a fuck. I don't live for social media.
Let me tell y'all something, man.
That was uncalled for.
Put the camera on me, man. Let me be real with y'all right quick. This ain't what we gonna do, man. Cause a lot of y'all get behind these keyboards, bro, and the motherfucker walk up on your ass and slap the shit out you. You be acting like you don't know what the fuck going on. Bro, stop being bullies, man. We gonna chill. We gonna relax. We gonna have fun. Everybody laughing in the comments. Why somebody got to be ugly?
I might be ugly. I don't need nobody to tell me I'm cute,
I know some cuties with a flat ass.
Swear to God, I don't need nobody to tell me shit. Let's keep this bitch going. All
right. Okay,
yeah,
now
I don't
we
need
back.
Nobody
man.
Tell me shit. We good. This
ain't that type of party, man. You feel me? You can talk about me because I like to talk shit back, and I get I get real low with that motherfucker. I get real.
We all
low.
Ugly to somebody. You, and you be you, and I'm me, bitch. I know I'm the baddest. Y'all ain't
probably a big pussy motherfucker in that motherfucker talking about you is. Push it wide. It's all
okay,
you just
like,
so pretty
what?
With that empty ass hallway. He don't even feel that. That shit feel like a balloon. You pounding that motherfucker.
Maurice, we not all adults. Some of them bitches in their childish as fuck. I kisses to y'all for defending me, but when I tell you I don't give a fuck,
what my boy Worm say? What my boy Worm say right quick?
She ugly. I will take her to a nice restaurant when I get paid.
Bro, that nigga so fucking funny, dog. Oh my mama, that nigga funny as fuck.
Okay.
Hey, word. Wait. Hey, look. Know what I'm saying? Go ahead, pop your shit.
Yeah,
word.
You know.
Mother, who said the that was biggest. Ugly though? Hey, comment the act and let's see who.
Okay,
ugly.
No. Okay, definitely put that motherfucker in the comments.
Yeah. Who said
it was ugly? They already said it was. It's Contra X. Hold on, it's up here.
Okay, know that your nigga will be taken next week.
Uh oh. If they got one, I don't think you might not want that.
They
one.
definitely.
Contra X.
Probably
killer.
A fake page, y'all. Probably somebody I done beat the fuck up.
What did it say? Contra X a killer?
Yeah.
Man, shut the fuck
probably
up.
Probably somebody I done had in the motherfucking dirt before. Stop playing. It's probably somebody I done stepped on
that.
Before.
Motherfucker ain't killing nothing, man.
Probably somebody lashes I done fucked up before or so. You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
Okay, then like, pop your shit then.
Yeah, pop
please,
your shit.
Bitch, she thought somebody lashed out and fucked up.
Get your get back. Oh, okay.
It's a boy.
Oh, definitely don't matter. You can never sit with me on your worst day.
That nigga weird.
Your best day.
Oh, he mad. She must be an inbox him back.
I probably left his ass on red. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, if you swipe up and see yourself and hard eye that girl 2-3 times, leave it alone.
Leave it alone. She's seen it.
She don't want
you. She's seen it. I promise you, she's seen it.
Sometimes
she's seen it.
You're doing too much, bro.
She's seen it.
And it's 1,000,001 women out here, bro. So if she don't want you, another one will. You feel what I'm saying, bro? You ain't got the... What's up with y'all niggas who can't handle rejection and you be having to get all goddamn... Put some air in your chest and shit.
Okay, like God, niggas damn. Can't say rejection. Like I done seen so many like people females get like shot. You know, you done seen that with the females in Texas. I think it was in Texas or whatever. Two of them, she didn't want to give the nigga her number, so he shot her and her friend. You get what I'm saying? Niggas really can't take that.
And let me give y'all some free game, though, if you scared of shit like that, because I heard a lot of women say, like, they give out their number just in case.
Y'all, it's
I
a always fake page.
Have, always, okay. always have a fake, I always have a, like, a text out.
He's not trying to buy time. Her a drink. Buy PJ. No, for real, like.
Okay, then.
Yeah, like.
Come on, go take one more shot.
Let's get it.
Hey, man, y'all let me know if y'all want goddamn Rosea on the game, man. I had fun.
Yeah, let me know. For real.
And like, she come with her own shit.
We see so differently, but we can understand each other's point of view.
Yeah, it'd be cool when we on the same page. I like arguing, though.
It took a minute.
You do like arguing.
It's
okay.
A hobby of mine.
It took a hot minute. You get what I'm saying? But we made it. We made it.
It took a minute.
I knew it was going to be like that. That's why I was like, oh, you want to come on?
Wait,
yeah,
you was weary?
No, I'm saying I knew it was going to be like, Look at where we at. We got a three-runner.
Yeah.
We done maintained 300 for an hour. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm hostile. I'm so sweet. I'm so kind. I'm the nicest angel ever.
Bro. Oh, if you want to buy a house or a piece of land, hey, listen, just chill. Stay down, because I got you. Listen, I've been working on my shit. I ain't gonna be the only motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of these niggas who had to figure it out himself. You feel me? Like, but at the same time, and listen, before Christmas, I'm gonna show y'all that something. I'm gonna show y'all that something. Now, I already be wanting to go 2 for 2 with y'all broke ass.
Don't
niggas.
Play with that boy.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't be doing that, you know? I be chilling. But I'm about to show you something, man. I'm about to show you something.
Somebody said, can you get Yaya with the cakes up here?
Yeah, we're going to. You want Yaya up here?
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, please bring it. Yeah. And then when you bring her up, you know, make it.
You talk scared the fuck to buy a bitch a drink now.
Make sure you.
Okay, then we got it. We got it. And listen, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Go ahead, cue my theme music, man. Feel me? Oh, you too. You're too late, my boy, but anyways, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all been tuned to another episode of Peas in the Pod, man. I have my girl, Rajay, with me. You feel me? I might be doubling back next week.
Okay,
you know
you
what,
feel
saying?
What I'm like, saying? I feel like you should.
Yeah, we might double back next week. I might bring Yaya, too. Yoshi, I can have three
only
people.
Only if you sit on my lap, Yaya.
I can have three people?
I need another female.
And this, I'm going to have, if Yaya, you willing... Next Tuesday
please.
At 7, you and Rosale, man, let's get it. And lunch on me.
Not two real ass niggas. All right, y'all.
But that don't change the way I love you. I'll always love you.
Love me like I'm dead, fuck your heart, I want your head, hold no shade, I don't live, baby. We need nigga red out, pull never like E.T. They gon' take his head off, when karma come, they know running, they murder his ass, just spit out. Pop a break and knock out, saw my body get knocked out, cut the salt to that rock, go hit the block, get it loud out. Nigga open, I fall out, bitches tryna come up on me, then gon' fuck talking, I couldn't see him in that coffin. Homicide, blaming us, nigga written his name in us, how you born it up out the feed, boy, your ass dangerous. Everybody love me since I fell in love with selling salt. Barbershop, I'm shaving, but I sell a rock in front of the store. I was on my dick, but now I'm straight, ain't no more going, bro. All we know is cook, COVID, all we know is jugging, though. Blood in my eyes, and in my mind, these niggas plotting on me. Even though I got it on me, I feel dead watching me. The main one doubting me, them same niggas vouch for me. Told my nigga, don't worry about it. I'ma flood the trap with P. On the low, fuck everybody. They just want some clap for me. I be feeling like fuck the world, they look after me. Love me like I'm dead, they want me dead. I see red, babe. She might see the feed for me, good, give me head, girl. Babe, I love you, but son, still don't need no explanation. Doing that chopping, help me down, see like the wrist faded. And I be wanting to cry my day when nigga went crazy. My day without playing gangster. Pray to God I don't gotta slake him. Pray to God I don't gotta kill him. I just pray my blood will make it. In these streets I go crazy. God send me a sign like you gon' die if you don't quit wasting time. I've been grinding late night. These niggas so lame. Chase behind me holding, wonder why they ain't got no paper. I was just kicking door to eat. Not constantly my phone ringing. God blessing all the trap. I nigga might throw a phone letter. All the title burn your stupid ass and fuck your whole letter. 230 pop a 30 total. I'm a crack slayer. Calpula, cuz a crack baby. We some iron slayers. TBS, VOC, SOB until I die, baby. Any nigga try to step on me, gon' die 2 times, baby. Nigga say he gon' do something to me, that nigga lying, baby. Money on my head, I'm in the time. I ain't high, baby. I ain't high, nigga. I ain't worried about it.
Every time you close your eyes, remember you are always mine. I love you. I'll always love you.
Care, it's a hit. Care, it's a hit.